Hi, this is Dolores, and I am going to join the Audio Mo month. So thanks for getting that started, you guys. And I'm afraid it slipped us by a bit. I've been so busy doing some projects that we're getting together, you know, with our VI users and our schools that I can't believe that I let it slide by. And then this morning I've come in and seen all the boos, so I'm on it as well because I don't want to be left out. My boo today, my first boo, I'm sorry, is going to be a little bit sad, but truthful. Yesterday, I, on the way to work, was reading a story, and it was a tycoon's daughter. She's 2 years old, and she was killed. She was strangled by a blind cord in the house. She was looking through the window. I'll read a tiny little bit of piece of it. Alexandra Lucy Howe was found suspended unconscious by her mother, Dana, in their multi-million pound home in West London on Monday afternoon. What really annoyed me, first of all, was that when they reported the story, they said a child found dead in 12 million pound house, something like that. And I just thought, what's the difference if she was found dead in a multi-million pound house or a council flat? And that's when it brought me to mind to thinking about being equal. When you've got loads of money, you are unequal with the majority of people who don't have money. I've never had money. I come from a working class background, and I've worked really hard to just sustain myself. I'm not moaning, because if you've never had it, then you can't miss it. But you know, you look at people with these lifestyles, rich lifestyle, and you think, oh, I wish I had something like that, nice car. I wish I had a bit more money. When I lost my son, there was nothing in this world that could touch me. There was nothing in this world that could make me feel better. And this couple, for all their wealth and all their money, because her husband, hold on, her husband is Mr. Hogue, the head of the shipping firm Hogue LNG, has a personal fortune estimated at $175 million. He is, if you take into account his family's vast fortune, he's considered one of Norway's youngest billionaires. Well, I can tell you all the billions and millions, from £1 to £100 million, is not going to make their world better for them. And that's where me and that family are equal, because there's nothing. I bet you they would give away every penny they had if they could bring back their daughter. I bet you they would, if they could, they would take a flat in Peckham if they could only get their little girl back, because there is nothing. It's a different lifestyle. It's a different place. And really, it's a leveller, because money really is nothing. I'm so sorry for that family, and I'm sorry for any family that have lost a child, because I know how utterly, utterly awful it is. For me, it's been 15 years. But I call myself two people. I'm one person from the mother that lost her lovely boy, and I have to firmly leave that lady and my boy in my past. Because if I think about it, I'm there, and it hurts. It hurts a lot. So I'm now this other person, Dolores, who's done well, got a great job, and is happy. So I have to be very strict with myself. If I want to self-indulge, then I will think about Richie, but I have to be alone, and I will cry, and it does upset me still, and it feels like yesterday, but I try not to. One day that family will feel better, but not for a long, long time. They do too. Thank God they've got two other children, because they'll have to concentrate on those children. So I hope that's not due to prison, but I just wanted to talk about, you know, that's it. What makes us all equal? Death and sorrow and grief. But do no more sad boos. That's my first one. It's not sad. It was just something that was in my mind. That poor lady. I'm sorry for her. Really, really sorry.